And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. If you missed any of the first hour of the program, you can always go back and check it out on iTunes. You can podcast the show or download it from radioforall.net. Lots of great music in the first hour and even more great music on the way here in the second hour as we get into the top 10. Stephen Karlick is with us again this hour. Brian's got the lowdown. Of course, I'm in studio. It's me. It's me, Anthony. Hey. And Brian. Yay.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. And Brian, you've got a secret. You've got a secret to tell us about the charts and where they come from.
It's not a very well-kept secret, thankfully.
That's true.
That is, Earshot is a national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 there. We just brought you number 20 to number 11. We're about to bring you selections from the top 10. You can also find regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out.
Fun stuff. You can also find us online a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. We'll give you a feature, play something from your latest release, and an interview. So get in touch with us and we'll make that happen. As Brian just alluded to, we've got your top 10 on the way. It's going to be some big stuff. Is there any major movement in the top 10, Brian? I'm looking at the sheet now. It looks like 1, 2, and 3 are pretty much the same.
Geez, don't spoil it.
Well, yeah, if they went to the site and looked, they already know anyway.
There's a debut last week that's in the top 10 this week, and there's some other big ones up there. Actually, there's two debuts last week that are in the top 10 this week. So,
all right, well, there you go. All right, well, we'll kick it off and we'll start from 10. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
It is Buffy St. Marie from the record Power in the Blood up from number 18. You're going to hear It's My Way. And last week at number 19 was Leon Bridges. He climbs 10 spots with his new one, Coming Home. And you're here a track called Lisa Sawyer. And then we're going to move on to hear from The Weather Station with a track called Like Sisters. At number 8, 2 spots up is the album Loyalty.
All right, here it is, your number 10, Buffy St. Marie. It's My Way. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Getting my own way through my own day, and all I dare say is it's my own. I got my own seeds, I got my own weeds, I got my own harvest that I've sown. Now I can tell you things I've done, and I can sing you songs I've sung. But there's one thing I can't give. I and I alone can live. The years I've known and the life I've grown, I got a way I'm going, and it's my way. I get my own in my own game, I got my own name, and it's my way. I got my own wrong, I got my own right, I got my own fight, and it's my way. I got my own peace, I got my own wrath, I got my own path that only I can go. Your day will come, your day alone. Years you'll know, and a life you'll grow. You got a way to go, and it's all on your own.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Lisa Sawyer, circa 1963. Grandmother was Indian. Her mother's name was Eartha, swift as the wind, fierce as fire. Her father's name was Victor. Worked two jobs to provide for his flock. She was the youngest of seven. She grew up on Louis Street, chaos around, but inside cozy, small, but a mansion in her eyes. I mention. Never had much money, but was filthy rich. The wealth couldn't get from a dark casino, but lottery ticket they had love. Love, rich in love. Complexion of a sweet prey, lean hair long as the sea, heart warm like Louisiana sun, voice like a symphony of the most beautiful instruments. Whoa, beautiful. At the age of 16. She found Christ at an altar. All along he was calling her name. The gospel spoken from an old wrinkled man. Man, man, gospel. She was born in New Orleans. She was born in New Orleans. She was born in New Orleans. New Orleans.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
People say that we look like sisters. Some have something in the eyes, and I'd say, well, you know, I'm flattered, and she'd say, yeah, right. She's always been so careful. Nobody more faithful. I've always been so careful. Wrong, and what could be right?
Like Sisters by The Weather Station, right there, closing out your set at number 8, up from number 10 from the album Loyalty. Before that, Leon Bridges from the album Coming Home at number 9. Up from number 19, you heard Lisa Sawyer. And we kicked it off with It's My Way by Buffy St. Marie at number 10. Up from number 18 is her recently Polaris shortlisted record, Power in the Blood.
And our number 2 of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us through the countdown. We're into the top 10, and we're taking a break from that right now to get back to some more music news with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. We've got a new album coming out from Deaf Heaven you're going to tell us about.
Yeah, very cool stuff for people who have been waiting for Deaf Heaven to follow up their incredible album, Sunbather, from 2 years ago. They teased us a few days ago on July 27th about a new album that would be released this fall through Anti. They've now announced a title for it. It's called New Bermuda, and it will come out on October 2nd. A press release notes that the 5-song collection from the shoegazing black metal crew was recorded last April at Oakland, California's 25th Street Recording and at East Palo Alto, California's Atomic Garden Recording. The sessions were handled by producer and mixer Jack Shirley, who has worked with the group on past releases, including their breakthrough Sunbather in 2013. The new album finds the band expanding their lineup to include a bassist, Stephen Lee Clark, and new guitarist Shiv Mehra, who will join vocalist George Clark, guitarist Kerry McCoy, and drummer Dan Tracy. The vocalist said in a statement that he's used the album title New Bermuda to, quote, describe a new destination in life, a nebulous point of arrival, and an unknown future where things get swallowed up and dragged into darkness. Some very cool stuff there. You can see the artwork at exclaim.ca, as well as hear a 1-minute New Bermuda trailer that features some pretty cool sounds from the new album. No singles yet, but a 5-song track list, New Bermuda. Very exciting stuff.
Definitely check that out on exclaim.ca. And we'll move on over to some more news. And this is announcement about a tour and a release, and it's for Ott.
Yes, I talked previously about Ott's new album coming out September 18th. That will follow up last year's More Than Any Other Day and its companion EP, Once More With Feeling. Now they've announced plans for an accompanying tour. The trek will kick off in Montreal with a performance at this fall's Pop Montreal and will continue throughout North America. Along the way, the band will offer up Canadian performances in Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, and Toronto. To coincide with the tour announcement, they've also released a new song called Men for Miles, a percussive guitar-heavy post-punk jam that suggests sort of big things on the way from the new album. We're excited to hear it. That album is, of course, out on September 18th from Constellation Records. It's called Sun Coming Down, and the tour dates are all at exclaim.ca. They kick off September 17th and go through till the end of October.
I have no doubt that we will hear from Ott when that new album comes out. They are typically on the charts with us for a period of time. And also, our listeners, we've been kind of teasing this back and forth over the last week or so and on our Facebook page, but our listeners are going to have a really cool opportunity for Pop Montreal coming up too, so they may have a chance to see these guys live. And we'll round it all out before we get to your song pick of the week, a new mini LP coming out from Robin's La Bagatelle Magique.
Yeah, earlier this year, Swedish pop singer Robin introduced us to her latest project called La Bagatelle Magique, a collaborative group featuring her touring keyboardist Marcus Jagerstedt and late producer Christian Falk. The group shared their debut single Love Is Free last month and hinted that it would be coming on an upcoming mini-album, and now the details of that mini-LP have been announced. It's going to be called Love Is Free, and it's a 5-song record due out on August 7th via Robin's own Konnichiwa Records, as well as with Cherry Tree and Interscope. In addition to the previously shared title track, the album will feature original cuts Lose Control, Set Me Free, Got to Work It Out, and a cover of Loose Joints Tell You Today. Set Me Free can now be heard at exclaim.ca, a new single from the album. And you can see the full track listing there as well. Some very cool stuff, sort of unexpected, and that's a very near release date. So that's a cool and unexpected one from Robin.
Well, all cool stuff to look out for, and you can head on over to exclaim.ca for all this and much, much more. Stephen, as always, it's great to have you on the program. Going to turn it over to you for your song pick of the week, and I feel like you couldn't have picked a song with a cuter name.
The funny thing is, I think that cute name is actually is ref- referring to some pretty deep things. My song pick of the week is from an artist named Empress Of, real name Laura Lee Rodriguez, and she's about to introduce herself to the world on her debut album called Me, which will be out September 11th through Terrible Records. The song that I picked this week is called Kitty Cat, which is why you said it was so cute. The song is about sexism in the music industry. All the lyrics tend to be about sort of self-empowerment and self-love. It's a really amazing song. I just heard it yesterday and was moved right away. It's called Kitty Cat. It's going to get you right from the opening beats, and it's here on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Number 7.
Earshot 20, number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was The Moment by Tame Impala there, and new one, Currents, debuted at number 47 last week, and this week it's at number 6. Before that, we heard from Fist City at number 7. Up from number 14 is the record Everything Is a Mess, and you heard a track called The Smell. And then we heard Stephen Karlick's pick this week. It is a new track by Empress Of called Kitty Cat.
All right, we're into it. We're making it happen. Almost done the countdown this week. A few more tracks to bring you, 5 and 4, and then we'll have the lowdown. Then it's 3, 2, and 1. And Brian, you, at the beginning of the program, the beginning of the first hour, you complained about me calling it the scoop. But I remember you demanding that I come up with a segment for the lowdown.
Yeah.
So if it's for you, it's okay.
Well, that was a good one. The scoop is awful. That's a weird word. Right. That's a weird word.
But so many things require a scoop that are amazing, like an ice cream requires a scoop.
That's it.
I want ice cream.
That's
now.
The end. You're like, there's so many amazing things, like ice cream.
Snow.
And nothing else.
Snow. Snow scoop? No. That's actually
you don't love
enjoyable.
Snow. I do.
I really don't love snow. All right. We will bring you two more tracks, and then when we come back, Brian's going to have the lowdown. That's going to be fun stuff, hearing about some of the new albums that are making their way onto the charts below the top 20. I'm excited to hear what's happening.
Talking about snow in August, some people, that'll get you lynched some places.
I know. We're getting a nasty gram via email
right
now.
I love snow. I can't wait.
You're getting an even nastier, Graham.
All right, we're going to hear from Jamie XX at number 5, up for number 8, In Color. This is his debut record. You're going to hear a track called Girl, and then Landline by Fountain from Fountain 2, rising 2 spots to number 4.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20. Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was number 4, Fountain, up from number 6 from the album Fountain 2. You heard Landline. And in before that was Girl by Jamie XX. His new album is called In Color. It's at number 5, up from number 8.
Okay, 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. But before we do that, one more break from the charts. One more. And that is that mighty piece of paper that Brian holds. Oh, it's a short list this week. Brian's going to let you know about some of the tracks that are making debuts, or some of the albums that are making debuts on the charts, but below the top 20. And we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
I'm going to talk really, really slowly because I heard that's what people like.
Really?
Six. Well, it's really short. Got to take up some time. I'm just joking. 6 debuts this week below the top 20. Kick off the Lowdown this week at number 49 with the new album from Old Man Ludikai entitled Domestic Eccentric. Up next at number 46 is a self-titled debut from Montreal post-punk quartet She Serpent, which is an awesome band name. If I've Only One Time a Skin is the fourth album from Danny Romano, and it's at number 39, debuting in that spot. Up one spot from there is White Reaper Does It. That's a tongue twister. White Reaper Does It Again, the confusingly titled debut from Louisville, Kentucky garage rock quartet White Reaper. Vancouver folk pop outfit Frankure at number 36 with their debut release, the EP Girl of Infinity. And we close out the Lowdown this week at number 35 with Circles and Line, the new EP of self-described Prairie Gaze from Winnipeg duo Basic Nature.
All right. Thanks for that, Brian. All of the challenges you had in there make me remember that you are human. We've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we're going to bring them to you right now. It all kicks off with number three, and I did mention earlier, 3, 2, and 1, they all the same.
Yeah, believe it or not, number three this week, you're about to hear from Tough Age. It is the title track from their new album on Mint Records, I Get the Feeling Central. You get the
See me running.
the Earshot 20. Number 1.
I can't decide right, so I watch them all.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was number one again this week. It was Yukon Blonde from the album On Blonde. You heard a track called Jezebel. Before that was Blondie by Braids at number two this week from Deep in the Iris. And we started off at number three with Tough Age, the title track from their new one, I Get the Feeling Central.
I want you to do next week.
Won't be here.
Oh, right. Okay. The week after that, I want you to try and do a theme again. I liked that. That was fun. If you're just joining us, it is Earshot 20. Unfortunately, you're joining us at an inopportune time because we just completed the countdown. But no worries. There are some opportunities for you to hear it again. Of course, this show, myself, Brian Cleveland. Myself, Brian.
What?
You're Brian Cleveland. Myself, Anthony Edman.
And what Brian, a weird show.
And Brian Cleveland in studio with you. And we count down the albums every week from earshot-online.com. It's recorded out of Logo 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and we air here first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us again next week. Brian will be away. I'll have a special co-host, but we will have a countdown for you nonetheless, and an announcement of a new contest coming your way as well. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.